Jamestown businesses undergoing renovations, Love's Travel Center Valley City update, and this is the latest in your news from NewsDakota.com. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. There are several familiar yet new faces in downtown Jamestown recently. The Jamestown Downtown Association reports that thanks in part to some recent CDBG grant funding, different businesses in the downtown area have experienced renovations or expansions of some type. Jamestown Downtown President Lynn Lambrick says they're very excited to see downtown receive this facelift. She says it's amazing to see some of the older buildings be updated and filled with existing and promising new businesses. The JDA has been working in conjunction with the South Central Regional Development Council to facilitate the submission of 8 possible projects to the North Dakota Department of Commerce for consideration in the next round of grants for 2020. Upon their approval, those projects will then go through a scoring and ranking system to determine grant awards. You can read more online at newsdakota.com. Construction of the Love's Corporation Travel Center and Truck Stop in Valley City was put on hold last year, but Valley City Attorney Carl Martinek said the company plans to break ground on the project this year.
Planning and Zoning Commission received an application from CEI Engineering on behalf of Love's. Well, the request was a conditional use to include restaurant space within the new Love's Travel Center. Planning and Zoning Commission did recommend approval of the restaurant space once we get the final plans from Love's.
Last year, the City Commission approved a motion to annex a tract of land located southeast of Exit 292 in Valley City. You can read more at newsdakota.com. And a city building dubbed Sandbag Central will soon be open for business as Fargo leaders prepare for spring flooding along the Red River. City Administrator Bruce Grubb told city commissioners Monday of plans to fill 250,000 sandbags in order to protect the city to 41 feet, which would be 23 feet over flood stage. That's the latest in your news. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting.